Now, to help fulfill these ambitious goals, the government has set up a revamped Economic Advisory Board, or NERV. The board, which was first set up in 2009 to deal with the economic crisis, will now focus on areas such as public budgets, pension reform and anti-corruption measures, among others. Earlier, I spoke to economist Tomáš Sedláček, who was also on the previous board, about the shift in focus.
Well, last year it was focused on the crisis and very quick fixes, so to speak. Now we're talking, to put it in the medical terms, it was liposuction last year, you know, just get rid of all the fat as soon as possible. This time it's going to be more exercise and more diet, so it's going to be more long-term, more systematic, and also the work and the logistics should be much more systematic than last year. And last year was good that it was very quick and very, you know, come and fix it. This time we have more time at our disposal. There's more of us, and also I'd like to involve, like last time, students. Each one of us, I offered 2 students to his or her aide, and I suppose this will continue.
Some critics say that the government is not focusing enough on economic growth, but just on budget responsibility and cutting the deficit. What is your opinion on that? Are you going to focus on growth measures as well?
Well, I think this is actually quite a general philosophical turn of the tide, so to speak. It has been the imperative of the 90s to max growth, which I think was to a certain point healthy, but then it became at the expense of debt. So whatever we could do to max GDP growth, including indebting the country, we've used. So debt has become sort of a stimulant, an artificial drug to GDP growth. This was wrong, and we need to pay that back. So the focus is, and this is my opinion, rightly shifting towards budgetary measures and saving measures and making our economy sound and balanced, not necessarily growth, you know, super-duper growth-oriented. I welcome this.
Do you feel that the new Prime Minister, Mr. Nečas, that you will have more say with him than you perhaps did with Mr. Topolánek?
I cannot say, but so far from what I've read and from what I've heard and from our personal debates today and also in the past, I have quite a faith that it will continue as well as it did last. I didn't feel that we had no say. We all felt we had quite a significant say, and we had an air of the government and of the Prime Minister, and I think that this will continue in a healthy way. It shouldn't be over-exercised. We're just an advisory committee. We're not here to make decisions. But from the point of having an air and having the ability to persuade and maybe convince, I believe that that's quite strongly present.
And finally, your final report was called From Helsinki with Love, and you pointed out it's very healthy for the government when the finance minister is not from the same party as the prime minister, which is the case usually in Finland. Now, this is the case in the Czech Republic, so do you think it will be better for the economy?
It should provide more powers to the Minister of Finance because he's not subjected to a party discipline, so to speak, which is now the case, as you pointed out. So that should say that the focus on balanced budget or balancing the or making the economy sound in long term should be more visible. So I welcome that.
I was talking there to economist Tomáš Sedláček.